It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, you can reach us at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio. I just want to let you know, no tax or legal advice on this show, even if it sounds like it, because I know we can get pretty brilliant with our advice, but we are not tax professionals. We're not attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do an attorney joke, but no, next time. I'll save it for the next time.
Save it for the next time. So make sure you tune in.
Yeah. So, you know, typically it's a life coaching moment at this point. You know what I want to talk about? I want to give some advice to our home sellers out there because our market is shifting. And so the number one, so here's what I want to recommend you do in the mindset that you've got to have. One, you've got to avoid the as-is mentality. What does that mean, as-is, Adrian?
That means that you just move your stuff out and you don't really do any kind of home preparation.
Yes, dust bunnies all over your living room does not equate to staging.
No.
So what we do is we go through, and you realtors out there, hey, you can totally R&D, rip off and duplicate. Walk through the home, take a lot of pictures, give them a big, huge to-do list, and then watch them freak out.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't watch you freak out. What we do is we come in and we organize that list for you, chunk it down, put it into certain categories, things you want to work in. And by the way, even if you're getting ready to sell your home 6, 8, 12 months from now, you should meet with us now. Why, Adrian?
Well, you can start preparing. Also, like, you may think that you should do certain things or certain kind of renovations to the home that you might not need to do. It won't be a good return on investment. So strategize with us.
Yeah.
And,
so,
you know, we'll save you time and make you more money.
Yep. And because we've done over 1,000 transactions, we can kind of take a look at your home the way a buyer is going to look at it. And we can have you working on things that are important and not working and or spending money on things that aren't important to buyers. That's what we're going to help you do. We have no problems having you come into our office 6, 8, 12 months in advance of getting your home ready to sell.
We actually, you know, we have a client that we helped to purchase their home. Maybe it was like 3 years ago.
Yes.
They're getting ready to retire.
Yes.
And I don't think that's going to take place until 2022.
Yeah.
And they're already like reaching out and saying, hey, you know, we want to sit down, come up with the best strategy. We don't want to be like stressing out when it comes time for the, you know, relocating back to our, you know, our home of record.
Yeah. So these are our clients that are doomsday preppers. They also are stockpiling firearms and MREs. No. They're just planners.
They're planners. They like the list. They want to have solid advice. And you know what? It's going to pay off for them.
Yeah.
They're going to end up netting more out of their investment here in Hawaii.
So don't be afraid to, you're never too early to get educated on the home selling process. The number two thing, the big mistake that sellers are making, my neighbor's house sold for $690. I'm going to list mine for $715. No, the market is shifting and buyers are becoming more conservative. They're not tripping and jumping all over each other. Now, that's going to vary from neighborhood to neighborhood on Oahu, but I'll tell you, overall, in general, stuff is sitting if you price it above what the last home sold for. And I know you're thinking, well, I price it there because the offers will come in lower. No, it doesn't work. If you price it correctly, they'll come in at or above. And you'll get multiple offers and may bid up. So make sure that you're pricing it correctly. How much you have to net, or how much money you need to make from the sale, that's irrelevant to the buyer.
Yeah, or how much that the Zestimate comes in at doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's what the market's willing to bear.
What the market is willing to bear, and that is the range that we're going to work with. And then every Monday, we'll be checking in with you to let you know how is the market responding to the price point we're at. All right, bold laws.
All right, so the bold laws today are... Success is simple, not easy.
Success is simple, but not easy.
Yes.
That was such a deep quote, I had to repeat it.
Well, I mean, it kind of ties
in. We got to unpack it.
Well, I think it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier with, you know, prepping the home, right? It's simple, these simple things.
Yeah.
It might be, you know, like you're not looking forward to it, right? But you got to go and you got to just execute.
It's simple but not easy, but the further in advance that you get that information mm-hmm. that you can act upon it. And what we do is we check in with you. We don't go, here's the list. Let me know how that's going. We got resources. Sometimes our resource may be just calling to check in with you, right? To hold you accountable to moving forward to taking care of your family and getting that home
Or helping to make those connections, right? So the next one is focus on the plan, not the problem.
Focus on the plan, not the problem.
So again, tying back into like coming up with the plan. Like, don't get so stressed out about like all the work that needs to be done.
You'd be like, I gotta get my house sold. That's the problem.
So the further in advance that you can start planning and executing, the better.
But we have a plan and we're going to break it down into, you know, I tell the homeowners, you know, selling a home is like eating an elephant.
Yes.
You want to start with the legs, get some shoyu, some salt. No. It's one bite at a time is mm-hmm. what we mean by that.
All right. And the last one, it's not about selling real estate. It's about following a schedule.
It's not about selling real estate. It's about following a schedule. That, you know, that could be for the homeowners, buyers.
Yes.
That also definitely applies to you agents. Mm-hmm. You're thinking like, I got to go sell some real estate. No, forget about selling real estate. Start serving clients by having a daily schedule of following up with them.
That's right.
That's how we do it. All right.
So every Monday, we're reaching out to our clients that have homes on the market and giving them updates.
Sometimes we have nothing to share with them. So I do my impersonation of the Bud Light commercial. I just call them up and they answer and I go, "What's up?" And then I don't say anything else and then I hang up.
No, you don't.
No. We talk to them. Even if they're, again, realtors, you guys are too chicken to call your clients because nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Call them. Let them know what's going on. Speaking of knowing what's going on, we've got Evan. Evan from Hawaii Pacific Property Management. Evan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
Always doing great. So
we're excited to hear our property management tip of the week from you, Evan.
What you got for us?
Well, we're the only company on Oahu that mm-hmm. offers this service to our clients, our owner clients.
Mm-hmm.
We have an eviction guarantee.
Oh, man, I was so getting excited. I thought maybe you said, like, back rubs, free back rubs. Yeah. Free back rubs?
Well, that goes without saying.
Okay. But, okay, so eviction guarantee. That doesn't sound as fun, but, okay, we'll go. But
let's go there.
It's fun you want to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely something you'd like to avoid.
Yeah.
But if it does ever happen, we will cover our owners. So how the process works is that we have an extensive application process. We vet these prospects that we think would be good tenants for our company and our owners.
Mm-hmm.
Once we vet these people and we put them into your property, and this doesn't happen very often, but if the occasion arises where we do need to start the eviction process and have somebody taken out of one of our properties, Hawaii Pacific Property Management will pay for all the lawyer fees involved with having that process initiated and have the tenant evicted.
So, Evan, if an owner was just doing like a for rent by owner, they're managing it themselves, and they came across this kind of situation, on average, how much could you expect? And let's say that the home rents out for about $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
So on average, like the time that it takes to get the tenant out, you know, the attorney fees, the learning curve, how much could you expect that this homeowner would be out?
Well, just in lawyer fees, we're talking about
$4,000, mm-hmm.
$6,000. That doesn't include the time and effort it'll take the homeowner to go down to the courtyard, file these papers,
mm-hmm.
Call a process server, get the tenants served, and then go down to the courthouse and then go through the process of eviction.
And then on
so
top of that, you're not collecting rent.
So, but how many months, though, exactly. Does this typically take for someone who's just like a do-it-yourself kind of?
It'll probably take you 3 or 4 months, and that's 3 or 4 months without rent. Typically, we try to aim to get our people out of the property within 30 days.
So would you say, Evan, like just on average, I mean, our average rent's about $2,000. Would you say that this guarantee is worth probably close to about $10,000?
Probably with lost rent, legal fees, time and effort.
Exactly. If you total everything up, plus the emotional toll
the hassle
that it takes on the owner.
Oh, emotional, double them.
Double, triple maybe.
You guys are like Match.com where I get hooked up with, you know, you get the boyfriend or the girlfriend. But if I don't like them, you're going to break up for them, break up with them for me.
There you go. There you go.
Match.com. Maybe they should have a breakup guarantee. You like break up with her? We'll break up for you.
No, but they do the vetting. Yeah. They vet them so well.
Yeah.
That this hardly happens. I mean, on occasion, you know, some crazies get through or some, you know, kind of tenants get through, but that just generally doesn't happen. Not with Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
When we vet our prospects, we do a credit check, a criminal background check. We do calls to two former landlords. So we have a pretty, and calls to employers. So we have a pretty good idea of who these people are and if they would be a good fit for the property we're putting them into.
I think that's why you guys are so confident with your eviction guarantees, because you're doing the work up front. You know, most homeowners, you're like, oh, you ain't call me, you get money. All right, let's move you in. That's the vetting process. And
want a little peace of mind with the people you put into your investment property. So this will give you a little peace of mind for that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, Evan.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. So you can get a hold of Evan at his team at 445-9223. That's 445-9223. Check them out online at hipacificpm.com. You should also take a look at all of their awesome Yelp reviews, too.
You know, he was humble. He didn't even mention some of the other. They've got a communication guarantee. They're easy to get a hold of. They return calls. They answer. And a rent guarantee. If they can't get your property rented in the agreed upon rental amount and agreed upon time, they'll pay the rent.
Wow.
Yep.
So give them a call, 445-9223.
Talking about something else that will help you with your peace of mind, we have Janice Marilyn from
Dream House Drafting.
Yep. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Adrian and Attilio.
Hello.
You know how I'm always encouraging everyone to make sure that they get building permits when needed, and if they think they might need one after the fact, to get one right away. Well, last month, a bill for an ordinance was put forth, and I haven't heard that it's passed yet, but it's in review. And what the city and county of Honolulu is looking at doing is adopting the International Building Code and International Residential Code 2012 edition. So right now we're on edition 2006.
Oh, wow.
We're on 2012 for fire and I think electrical. But for basic residential building code stuff, we're on 2006. So I would always warn people that newer building codes are more restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
They're based on the history of extreme weather events, earthquakes, tsunamis, things that have happened that can be studied. They tighten up the building code more. So how this will actually... Will it be completely adopted in its entirety? We don't know yet, but this is what's forthcoming. It's a little easier to go for 2012 than to go for 2016, 18, or whatever, but that is what had been suggested was going to happen in the past, but it looks like they're going for 2012.
Well, no, you know, our advice is always just call Janice.
Well, Janice, what are like the big things? I know you had mentioned the electric and fire, but like what would be the big changes?
Well, with those every 6 time years? You do a building permit, depending on what you are looking at dealing with, you know, there will be a plumbing review or a fire review happens for people who unfortunately don't have a fire hydrant too close to their home, or who live down a very long driveway, or on a very large property, that review can come into play. But most building permits for residential homes are going to be building code, plumbing, and electrical. This document proposing this bill is over 200 pages.
Oh, wow.
So there's no way I can possibly tell you everything, but they are definitely looking at all of the codes that come into play.
Yeah.
And that would also include what I didn't mention, things like energy code, because that's one of the things that catches people frequently on older properties.
Mm-hmm.
When your new areas need to meet the current energy code. So here in Hawaii, where for a long time nobody had an insulated house unless they were putting in air conditioning, now it's required across the board, both in the roof ceiling cavity and also in the exterior walls if you are building with stud wall type of construction.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
All right. So if any of our listeners want to get a hold of Janice and have more questions for her on these permits and after the fact permits and codes, she's the expert. So give her a call at 206-7107. Check her out online at dreamhousedrafting.com.
Yeah, if you're a homeowner and you're getting ready to sell your home and you have some unpermitted areas of your home, just, you know, the, for appraisal purposes or value, those cannot be counted. So you probably want to get those taken care of and probably make your home more enticing to the buyer that all the areas of the home have been permitted. I wish, you know, I wish I had that one building code for. My neighbor's weeds is so tall, I think they turned into trees. Anyway. My neighbor's like, we've been doing this show a long time, but I know my neighbor don't listen to the show. But you know what? Maybe I hope he does listen to the show. Hey, cut those weeds down. They look like trees already. I know you're trying to save the endangered weed family, but we don't need to keep propagating them in your backyard. Go cut them down. Everybody's laughing right now because I know you got neighbors like that. They may not be next to you, but you go in your neighborhood, get the neighbor with the big overgrown backyard.
Or maybe you are that neighbor.
Or maybe you are that neighbor. I'm talking to you. Come closer. Hey, take care of your yard already. But anyway, we're going to take a break.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, hey, guess what? We're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Charlene Poderosa-Rosso of Hawaii's House Call Kairos. She will be talking to us about the convenience of getting chiropractic care in the comfort of your own home or office. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2 to 3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488-5510. That's 488-5510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Attilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, pacificrim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMMTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's pacificrim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, M-T-G.com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you about a team of real estate agents whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally Real Estate Group of Keller Williams, Honolulu. Now, Adrian and Attilio spend thousands of dollars every month and attract hundreds of buyers every week. Now, because of that, if they can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, they will buy your home. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii. And if I needed to sell a home in Hawaii, well, I would call Team Lally. Call Team Lally now at 799-9596. Online at 808GuaranteedSale.com. That's 808GuaranteedSale.com. And consider your home sold.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in eight states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
If you're looking for an outstanding insurance agent that will personally help you during the moment of truth, we recommend Bradley Maruyama with Allstate Insurance.
So, Attilio, what do you mean by the moment of truth?
Well, the best insurance is the insurance you never have to use. But we know that's not how life works. So when life happens, you can count on Bradley and his team to exceed your expectations for your insurance needs.
Keep in mind that when buying a home, the cost of home insurance should be taken into consideration. I trust Bradley with my own personal home, so you should give him a call. Call Bradley with Allstate Insurance at 591-8016.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program. We'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Our guest today received her Bachelor of Science degree from the University of California, Irvine, and continued her studies at Life Chiropractic College West, where she graduated with a clinical honors and received her doctorate in chiropractic.
Okay, and after 6 months of working at HIO Chiropractic in the Bay Area, she moved to Oahu and co-created a mobile family chiropractic practice. She loves working with families, especially children, because she witnessed firsthand how someone's health can have a significant impact on the lives of their loved ones. Please welcome our guest, co-owner of Hawaii's House Call Chiros, Dr. Charlene Pardoso.
Say your last name for us.
Poderoso.
Oh, Poderoso.
So sorry.
No problem.
Thank you for joining us, though. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So what made you decide to get into this this type of career?
So that actually started when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
I ended up doing marketing for chiropractors, and at that time, I had no idea what chiropractic was all about.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you just saw a chiropractor after you get into a car accident.
Yes.
To get tuned up. Mm-hmm. And when I spent more time with these doctors, I started hearing amazing stories about kids that were bedwetting and no longer bedwetting after getting adjusted, people that were getting off of their medications who've been on pain medications for years and years and years, just people being able to heal. And it was really amazing just to be able to witness also my mom heal through chiropractic care.
Okay.
So my mom is a nurse. My dad is a pharmacy technician. So I'm kind of the black sheep in the family. You know, I went a completely different route. But my mom, as a nurse, she switched over to the nighttime shift. And she started having significant back pain that was radiating down to her feet. She couldn't pick up her patients anymore, which meant that she had to go on modified duty. And as a mom who was providing for most of our family, it was really difficult for her to be able to continue on with all this pain. And so when she went to see her medical doctors, they said, "You're overweight and you need to lose weight." And they gave her a bunch of pain medications, which, you know, as now as a chiropractor, I know that's not solving the root cause of the problem, right?
Sure.
So it's just masking the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So then when that wasn't working, they gave her different shots to be able to numb the pain, which didn't help. They also performed some surgery on her foot, which was strange because, yes, she was having radiating pain to her foot, but that wasn't the root cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, she was having difficulty sleeping. She had headaches, migraines, neck pain, just a whole slew of problems going on with her body. So I told her, "Why don't you go see one of the chiropractors that I work with?" And she was so hesitant, so reluctant, just, you know, being in the medical model. And I had to take matters into my own hands.
Oh, wow.
So what I did was I did a marketing event with one of my chiropractors that I'm really good friends with. And I said, "You know, my mom needs to see you."
Yes.
"I'm going to have her pick up my paycheck from your office because it'll force her to see a chiropractor."
You're so sneaky.
It was the only way. So that's when I was at UC Irvine, and my mom lives down in San Diego. So I drove back up to Orange County and I called my mom. I said, "Hey, I need money for my books. Can you pick up my paycheck and go drop it off?" She wasn't too happy about that. But she met my chiropractor, and he was the first person to look her in the eyes and give her hope and say, "I can help you.
Yes.
Everything that you're dealing with, these are things that I see in my office all the time, and I know that I can help you."
Mm-hmm.
So from there, that just gave me the passion, and I just knew that this was my calling from God to be able to share another type of healing with other people. That,
sure.
That healing didn't come from a form of being able to mask it with medications and pills, right? Potions, lotions, whatever it is, it's truly from within. And so when we figure out what the root cause of the problem, then the body can get back to healing, right? It's like what you're saying earlier, success is simple, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so with health too, it's so simple what needs to be done, but it's not easy. But a lot of people want the easy
route. What was your mom's big apprehension about going to see a chiropractor? What are those myths that people will stop people from going to have the chiropractic care?
Yes. So she was afraid that she was going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
She was afraid of the popping and cracking. She heard many times that chiropractors are not real doctors, that they're quacks.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these things that that just made her not want to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
But what she later learned was, yes, chiropractors have a ton of education and schooling. It takes 8+ years to be able to become a chiropractor. There's a lot of training, and we're the only professionals that are trained to be able to look for these vertebral subluxations, which just means that the spine's out of alignment, and how do you correct it?
Yes.
So we know how to do it safely. You know, there's some people that will come up and they're like, "Oh, I could crack my own neck." I'm like, well, that's not who trained you to do that, right?
Yes.
It's not specific. You could be causing more damage to yourself because you haven't had all this experience to know the anatomy of your body, how things should be moved. Like, how do you know the position of this vertebra and how to get it back into alignment?
So, like with the popping and the cracking, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that actually? Could you explain to our listeners?
Because
it sounds, you know, like some people get kind of nervous about those sounds.
And when I'm around that kind of sound, it's kind of annoying.
So when you are receiving a chiropractic adjustment and it's specific, sometimes you may hear just gas being released. That's what that pop or crack is.
Okay.
So it's just gas being released from the joint when it's moved back into the position.
Mm-hmm.
One way to think about it is, you know, for example, if you have a bottle of champagne, right? There's a lot of gas that's built up in there, and then you take off the top and then nice relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's after releasing all of that gas and getting more motion into that area, things start to move and feel better.
So it's not a bad thing.
Well, I think where the hesitation comes from is they watch like a action flick and then they see like a Navy SEAL crack your neck.
Mm-hmm.
But he's killing you, though.
Like breaking your neck.
He's breaking your neck.
That's completely different. Absolutely.
You're like, "Oh, man, I feel much." And then that's it.
Yeah. And I can understand how a lot of times through the media or for through movies and whatnot, people are really afraid of the chiropractic adjustment for the neck.
Yeah.
Something that I do want to bring up is that's something that makes my husband and I very unique.
Yes.
Is we are upper cervical chiropractors,
mm-hmm.
which means that we focus on how to adjust the upper part of the neck specifically without the popping, without the cracking. And it's specific and tailored to that person's body and their anatomy.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the things that people need to know about, you know, why, I mean, we get it. I think people have a general knowledge of why the spinal health is important, but mm-hmm. give us some more details on that, I guess.
I'd love to. Thank you. So as a chiropractor, what we're passionate about learning about is the nervous system.
Uh-huh.
So the nervous system comprises of the brain, the spinal cord, all of the nerves going out. And that's basically how our body is able to send messages back and forth. So our brain is sending messages to our muscles, our tissues, our organs, and our cells through the nervous system. Well, the nervous system is the only system in our entire body that's completely encased in bone, our skull and our spine. So if the spine is out of alignment, it could put pressure on our nervous system. So again, the nervous system, which is coordinating and controlling the function of every single thing in our body, if mm-hmm. there is that disconnect when that spine is out of alignment, then that can cause so many problems, like not just pain, but we think about different organ dysfunction too, or people that come to us because they're not able to sleep, or babies that are having a difficult time latching mm-hmm. with breastfeeding.
Uh-huh.
There's so many different things that we've seen just in our practice and through our colleagues as well. So when we get everything back in alignment, it's not that the chiropractor is healing that person.
Yes.
We all have an amazing ability to be able to heal. It's just making sure that everything's back in alignment. So we just move the bone and let the body do the rest. And that's when the healing starts, when everything is connected again.
So maybe you could share maybe a couple of success stories.
Sure.
I mean, in the beginning, you had mentioned like a child that was having problems with bedwetting. Like I wouldn't even, think that those were interrelated.
Mm-hmm.
An adjustment and the bedwetting.
Right. So even with bedwetting, for example, if there's the area going over to your bladder, for example, you look to the level of the spine. And if there's compression on that area and the nerves going over to the bladder, then there's dysfunction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the brain isn't sending the proper messages over to the bladder, which could cause somebody to have bedwetting. So the lower part of the back, right? And people are asked, okay, so what caused that then? What could have got that spine out of alignment there? Well, there's a lot of kids nowadays that play a lot of sports. Maybe they fell. We have kids who do gymnastics or they fell off of a bike, monkey bars, all these different things. It could start there. It could even start from birth. If somebody mm-hmm. had a really traumatic birthing experience, the baby may be getting stuck, the cord wrapped around their neck.
What about teenagers tripping because they're Snapchatting?
Okay, there you go. That can absolutely happen. And even just looking
they don't clean
down
their rooms
the
anymore.
Time.
Then you make the adjustment, they clean their room. You know, the other one I was thinking of too is like, could any spinal health or spinal adjustments be helpful in getting our salespeople to make more outbound phone calls? We could have her come to the office and then she could do an adjustment and then they'd be like, oh, wow.
I'm
ready to make calls. You know what? I'm joking about it, but
it's
when
possible.
You feel better, right?
Absolutely.
You're confident.
Yes.
And you probably, because I know when you're in pain, you're not really focused on being the best you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, you nailed it. That's exactly what we love to be able to share with people is that you're more productive,
mm-hmm.
right? So you'll feel good and you'll want to work more. If you're feeling good within your own body, if everything is firing all of the cylinders, right? Like
yes.
you're going to be able to work at the speed that God created you to be able mm-hmm. to work at and to do what you're meant to do as well. So yeah, maybe we should get your team tuned up, get their head on straight.
And they'll be all like, yes, I'm ready to do some follow-up calls and serve more people.
Absolutely.
So what are some other reasons why, people have the chiropractic care and how often should you be getting adjusted?
Mm-hmm. So other reasons, maybe if somebody had a concussion, whether mm-hmm. that was years ago or recently, that's something that we want to take care of because the upper part of the neck can absolutely be knocked out of alignment.
Uh-huh.
Some things that can follow through concussion, headaches, dizziness, difficulty sleeping, irritable bowel syndrome. There's so many different things that can come up. So in terms of how often somebody should see a chiropractor, it really depends on what's going on with their body. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, for example, if somebody comes in and through our examinations, we see that their spine is in a really bad state.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's going to take more time, right? That's like somebody walking into the gym for the first time and they have a goal of wanting to lose maybe 30 pounds. It's not going to just take that one time at the gym and you just drop all the weight, right? It's going to, it's that time, that consistency and that energy, just like with changing your spine. It's been in that state for such a long time. So we want to make sure that everything is starting to create that muscle memory, mm-hmm. So that your brain and your body can function the way that it's supposed to.
I think, and what people need to realize, it's not an extreme thing like an accident or some kind of sports industry. It could come just basically from bad posture, right? Because mm-hmm. we're sitting in front of computers all day long.
Yes, and exactly what you mentioned earlier with the kids always being on Snapchat.
Just
That posture of looking downwards all the time at your phone or your tablet.
And holding your arms at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So doing those things repetitively over and over, they're starting to call it tech neck because they're just always looking down. So it's causing the curvature of your spine to change instead of that nice C shape. It's starting to want to bend the opposite way, which, again, puts stress and tension on that nervous system.
So your mom was right. Hey, you keep Snapchatting, your neck's going to stick that way. It's true. They got to get adjusted. But, even more reason why people need to get adjusted and make eye contact with people and mm-hmm. look at them because you have better posture.
So I've got a question in regards to, like, insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I know some insurances cover, others don't. What could be expected or how could you get your insurance to maybe cover some of this treatment?
Yeah.
That's a great question. So it really depends on who your chiropractor is and if they are a provider within that insurance. So for example, personally, my husband and I have chosen not to take insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a cash-based practice. So our patients pay us up front for their treatment. And the reason why is because we want people to take control of their health.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with insurance companies, they may dictate how many times you can see a chiropractor that's covered. And so we want people to understand that if we're recommending a certain amount of care, but your insurance is only going to cover a fraction of that, are you going to continue through that mm-hmm. care that's recommended? And a lot of times people don't. So we really want to share with them our recommendations and hold them accountable to being able to reach those health goals. And again, there are other chiropractors that do take insurance, but for us, we choose not to just because we just want to hold our patients to a higher standard. And on top of that, we want to spend more time with our patients
mm-hmm.
as house call chiropractors. Instead of our patients being in and out within like 2 minutes of being in an office, we get to spend that quality time with them, be able to listen to them and address all of their needs. So typically for us, we're with our patients anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So how does that look like as far as coming up with a regimen or a plan
mm-hmm.
and then like the financial investment that they're going to be making in their, in their health?
Yes. So what that looks like for us, when we do the very first visit, there's a thorough examination
mm-hmm.
and all the health history that we go over. We also send over for images. So that's able to give us an idea of what's going on with that person's health and the recommended plan for mm-hmm. them. So if they are able to stay committed to that plan, then we show them what the financial plan also looks like. And there's different payment structures that we have available for them. And if it just doesn't work for them, that's okay. We're happy to refer them out to somebody else who can meet their needs because we understand that maybe a house call chiropractor may not be something that they're looking for, but for those stay-at-home moms who just can't leave the house or have time to pack up the kids or don't want to wait in a waiting room, those are the type of patients that we love working with that see the value and the convenience.
Yeah, and I think for the busy executives too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the house is all messy and they're like, oh, I don't like you come to my house. Can you come to my office? What kind of like footprint? We talked about this before. What kind of footprint space do you need to set up?
Oh, we really don't need that much space.
As long as the table is for like, and it doesn't have to fit a super tall person, right? Mm-mm. Because they're you're not really having them stretch out too much because it's like sometimes you.
So like you just yeah. like you, you
like bring a massage
like,
table.
Like a massage table, is right? That what you bring?
It's not a massage table, but just to
it's
be
like
able
the
to
same size.
For the dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the dimensions.
Or like it's, the tables that you keep in your garage when you have the big family get together about that size. It's probably about a. I think that's about 2 or 3 by 7 feet. Is about that, and
that
then
sounds
you need
about right. Yeah,
you need space to walk around.
Right.
Yeah. So. Well, that sounds nice and convenient.
So where's the most unique place that you've done these treatments or adjustments?
The most unique place, most of the times it's over at our patient's house, but we have gone over to different corporations and companies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes that's just using one of their extra rooms there. But nothing unusual.
Nothing unusual.
I would say, maybe, if anything, maybe someone's backyard. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, if they're not feeling comfortable with letting somebody new into their house. But for the most part, all the people that we take care of, they've met us in person. So they typically feel comfortable with us in the beginning.
And what made you guys decide to, I know you said that your mom and stuff, but what made you guys decide to do the portable or the home version?
You know,
home visit?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So when we were in the Bay Area, there was a family of 12 that just couldn't make it over to the office. And they're really good friends of ours. We met them through another organization that we're a part of. And we just wanted to be able to take care of them. Just an amazing story because basically the aunt adopted 8 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we're like, well, we know where your heart is and we just want to be able to serve you however that we can. So we started going over and taking care of them when we were in the Bay Area. And it was just so amazing because in the beginning, the family, especially the kids, were a bit reluctant to get on the table. But after the second visit, everyone's like pushing each other's side, like, I'm going first. It was so fun. Just to be able to get to know the families in that way and to be able to establish such a strong relationship.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've recognized here, opposed to having a brick and mortar practice, is when you have a practice, you have a large overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of having to feel like you have to see so many people within an hour, we could take our time with these patients and really just be able to be surrounded by their family and to learn more about, okay, maybe they need some help nutritionally. Or do you have a question about your pillow? Bring it downstairs. I'll evaluate your pillow.
Sure.
So it's just been really fun. It was something that honestly I just feel like God put in front of us. And it was an idea that we just ran with. And it's been amazing. It's been such a huge blessing.
So are you guys on social media or like what's a good website if our listeners want to go and kind of, you know, check you out and see some success stories? Where could they find out more information?
So they can go to www.hawaiishousecallkairos.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can just look us up on Google and we have a lot of different reviews that are on there as well. We are currently working on our social media, so...
That's okay. You're on this one. You're going to be on our social media, so you're working on it through us. What I remember you was telling a story. Was it about a baby?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Tell me about that story about the baby again.
We have a lot of baby stories, but there is one that I think is amazing. So when I saw this baby, he was 2 weeks old.
Okay.
The mom had just given birth, and I was looking at him, and I noticed that his right eye was shut really tight.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her, what was the birth like?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, he's coming out really fast. And all of a sudden he flipped and his head just turned and whipped. And I was like, that doesn't sound good. There's definitely something that could be going on with the upper neck. Let's get that a check. And so I started feeling, and the upper part of his neck on the right side was out of alignment. So I did a really light adjustment. There's no popping, twisting, cracking. And the bone just went back into alignment. And within 10 minutes, the baby's eye was just wide open.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing because the mom had said every single day since he was born, it's been like that. And the doctor said, oh, it'll go away with time.
Mm-hmm.
But that truly is facial paralysis that was happening. And if that had been left like that for a long time,
it could have been like a permanent damage.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just really amazing. Again, I'm just moving the bone and God's doing the rest. So it's just so cool to see somebody's body start to heal and function in the way it's designed.
Now, what in today's modern day age with, you know, all the education that you all have,
mm-hmm.
what, you know, how for those people that think, oh, this is more of like, it's not something like legitimate for towards my healing, how do you speak to the science of it, or, you know, give those data junkies some info?
Well, again, if your nervous system is controlling and coordinating every function of your body,
yes,
shouldn't you make sure that the structure that's protecting it and that's so fragile, shouldn't you make sure that that's back in alignment? There's a lot of studies that have been coming out talking about the importance of the curvature of your neck curve,
okay,
and what that should look like. And when it's not in that proper C-shaped curvature, for example, if somebody had whiplash and it's that S-shaped curvature, how that can start to cause migraines and headaches.
Mm-hmm.
There's other studies that are coming out too that talk about when you start to correct the curvature back to its normal C shape, how somebody with fibromyalgia can really benefit, or people that, again, just have that chronic dizziness or vertigo or any migraines or whatnot. So it's really, really neat just to see all this research start to come out now. So if anybody's ever interested, they're mm-hmm. more than welcome to send me an email or to just contact us via our website and leave a comment there and we can get back to them.
Give us the website one more time, please.
www.hawaiishousecallkairos.com.
Housecallkairos.com. Now, one question that popped in my head, we're talking about the babies, was what about baby mama, the mama? You know, when women are pregnant, do you
so
guys?
So important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I know, like, when they have the children, when they're impregnated, it's just the sleeping is not good.
Yeah, I had, like, really bad sciatica, like the yeah. lower back pain. It was just like debilitating.
Yeah.
I was just waddling and limping and just like nothing seemed to be making it better.
Right. So we take care of pregnant women as well, which is why that woman really trusted me with her 2-week-old
sure.
baby.
Mm-hmm.
But the science behind that, if the science junkies want to know, is when you're pregnant, what happens is your body starts to release a hormone called relaxin. So that allows the ligaments to be able to loosen up because your body's preparing to be able to deliver this child, right? There's a lot of changes going on with your body as well. So when the ligaments are really nice and loose, a lot of the old injuries that mm-hmm. we might have had start to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So getting everything back into alignment allows the mom's body to be able to stay in alignment during pregnancy to make sure that she's healing and feeling well, but also most importantly making sure that her pelvis is ready when she's ready to give birth, because if there's any rotation in the pelvis, then the baby might have a hard time getting out of the womb.
Sure.
So it's so important for pregnant women as well.
Yeah, because smoother delivery. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing too, and I know you've done this before, if anybody out there has like a CrossFit or
like the
Orange
athletes.
Theory, you know, and yep. you guys come in and do some kind of like quick clinic for the clients
businesses.
Of these places?
Yes, we would love to. So what we offer are free posture screenings.
Okay.
For, we've done this at Orange Theory. We've also done it at UFC Gym a few times. We've done it at different corporations as well, just
uh-huh.
to be able to show people what their posture looks like and to be able to share with them the importance of taking care of their body, how it all relates. We also do lunch and learns. So if anyone's ever interested in just learning more about how they can take care of their bodies as well, we share them with them the importance of their nervous system and their spine.
Oh, you feed their mind and their tummies.
Yep, exactly.
All right. So they should give you guys a call. What's that phone number again?
650-524-5644.
All right. Hey, you want to... Any other questions?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that we've covered a lot.
Yes.
But is there anything else that maybe we didn't ask you that you wanted to touch on for our listeners?
I think the most important part is just knowing that you have control over your health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one way that I would highly recommend just checking out. You know, it doesn't have to be us, but just any chiropractor, just go out there and get your spine and nervous system evaluated and
yes.
see how far off you might be from being able to express your full potential.
And yeah, just living a better, healthier life.
And I would say that it's never too early and it's never too late,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So do it now.
Do it now. And maybe have the baby checked out. But
that's
anyway,
right.
Speaking of babies, we got Howard.
Babies? And Howard?
We got baby Howard on the line. Hey, baby Howard.
I'm 46 years young here.
So what you got for us this week?
Well, are we going to do another open house, or are we going to talk about coming soon?
Let's talk about coming soon.
Yes, let's do the coming soon.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Okay.
What do we have in the pipe?
Well, we have a really nice house coming up in Waianae. Really being renovated to the last little the last little. I have a little screaming girl who accidentally found the spoiler for Master Chef.
Uh oh. She's excited.
And then we have a property in Eva Apartment.
Maybe she needs an adjustment.
She needs an adjustment.
I know.
It's okay. Keep going. It's making it a real show.
Okay. Yeah, this is a real show. We have
the coming soon report brought to you by Macy.
Yes. We have another a nice house in older Mill Alani Street coming up at the end of the month, and a nice condo in Kapolei, and kind of on the affordable side, which in Hawaii means under $500,000.
Yes. Nice. Do we have any bank-owned or short sale properties coming up? I know that you're always processing those.
We have the rare $95,000 beachfront auction next week.
Mm-hmm.
So check out auction.com, and the property is 499 Kahala Avenue. That is Kahala Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Unit 265.
Do the research, though.
Yep,
do your research. If it sounds too good to be true, it might be.
Yeah.
And then we have a single-family home, a bank-owned home in Eva Beach, a single-family home in Royal Kenia coming up, and a really nice Salt Lake three-bedroom condominium. That's real high floor, too, so it should have beautiful views.
All right, cool.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howard. Yeah, so any given time, we've got 10 to 15 coming soon listings. People just, we're visiting with them. We're giving them the checklist on what to do to get their home ready for sale. But,
life events happen, and sometimes that's, sped up. Or, maybe the bank just sends us some properties because they're ready to dispose of their assets.
Yeah, so you probably want to give our seller hotline a call. What's that number?
799-9596.
Yeah, give us a call if you're a buyer looking for, maybe it's kind of like I always say, like the nightclub. You want to go on that VIP line and get the exclusive entry on some of our coming soon properties. Give us a call, especially if you're competing a lot, or maybe if you've been getting tired of being beat out in certain neighborhoods. We might have a coming soon listing in that area.
Or maybe we would even go so far as to find you that home. I know that currently that we do have a client that has very specific needs, and we're calling that very specific neighborhood to see if anybody's thinking about putting their home in the market. So we do things a little differently.
All right. So I know we're going to be ending it up, but we want to say a big thank you to Dr. Charlene for being in the studio.
Thank you.
Give them the website. Give them the website one more time.
www.hawaiishousecallkairos.com.
All right. Check them out. And I always tell people health is number one, because relationships are a close second, but if you're dead, who are you having a relationship with? So take care of your health.
Mm-hmm. Super important.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tenga and Derek Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Janice Merlin of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed of Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Tom Patterson of Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Chee-hoo.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program. If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price in our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks, Adam.